Good morning and welcome to our time of worship this morning. Is it cold enough out there for everybody? It makes you appreciate and enjoy the sunshine, the bright sunshine evermore. So welcome on this cold and frigid and snowy day. Whether you are a regular attender or this is your first time with us, we want to welcome you to this time of worship, and we appreciate your presence with us here at St. John's Christian Church. Info about St. John's can be found in the literature rack out in the hallway or on our website. We are 10 days from the start of Lent. Ash Wednesday is on the 17th this year, and that will begin our 40-day journey towards Easter. And here at St. John's, that means that it's time to begin thinking about ordering Easter flowers. So there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board, or if you look at page 5 in the printed or online bulletin, it shares the link where you can order them online. This morning we have Missy Warnke with us to share about the mission of the month from the Mission Committee.
Good morning. The mission of the month this month is the Fish Pantry. And the Fish Pantry has experienced a lot of changes, just like the rest of us. But they've been here for our community through it all. Because of the fear of COVID-19, I think we've all experienced that, stimulus check payments and things like that, the numbers at the pantry are a little bit down. However, the number of new families needing assistance are up. An example of this, in the spring, there was a gal who needed the pantry services for the first time. She worked as a nurse, and she called the pantry because her vehicle stopped working. She had to get to work. Her husband had been laid off. A lot of us can relate to that. And the couple was very short on cash. So the pantry lined up repair work for her vehicle and covered the cost of that, so she was able to get to work. Monetary donations made to the pantry can help families cover rent, utilities, prescriptions, and lots of miscellaneous things like car. This spring and summer, when all the COVID restrictions were brand new, the pantry had to change the way they did things a little bit. They did a lot of home deliveries. I personally made a lot of hands-free deliveries each month to people's homes, dropping stuff off right on their front porches. And now the pantry has begun to reopen again, so people can come in, do a little bit of shopping. We're trying to, you know, be as clean, sanitary, wipe everything off as possible. But we still are offering home deliveries and sometimes a personal pickup. They can come out, drive up, Lynn will take an order, and everything will be delivered right to the car. So we're trying to change our ways just like everyone else, offer what makes people comfortable and happy. If you'd like to supply the pantry with some much-needed items, there's an extensive list in the visitor, and I think there's something in the bulletin today. However, some desperately needed items are canned pineapples, mandarin oranges, canola oil, sugar, multi-purpose cleaner, dish soap, 2-in-1 shampoo, and deodorant. As always, the items can be placed in the White Mission Box out in the chapel narthex. Monetary donations can be given through your weekly offering envelopes, online, or in the church office. Thank you for your support and helping to offering help and hope for those in need.
Thank you, Missy. On this day that the Lord has made and has blessed us with, let us focus our thoughts in on the Lord Jesus Christ, setting aside any distractions as we listen to our prelude this morning.
Thank you. Well, our opening scripture this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 40, and it's an announcement of salvation for Israel. Having been in exile, thinking that they have been forgotten by God, Israel is fearful and lacking in trust. God's message to them is that he is always at work in the world, and his strength allows them to run and not be weary. And the message isn't just for the Israelites, but also for us today. Here's a sign that normally hangs in my office that was given to me by the church upon my ordination, with part of that verse inscribed on it, and it continues to give hope to us all. Well, let's look at these words together. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you that the success of our life is not dependent upon our own strength alone, because far too many times we experience circumstances in life that test our resolve, that go beyond our strength, that go beyond our endurance. And so we thank you, Lord, that in these times we have you to fall upon. We have your Spirit energizing us and giving us strength to continue when it seems like there is no hope. You breathe hope into us again. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are always with us, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us or abandon us. We pray, let these, your words, which you've given to us as such a precious gift, encourage us again this morning, and move us to praise and worship you for who you are and your faithfulness to us through the highs and lows and all the times in between. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us sing together our praise of our God as our infinite source of strength and comfort and power. Please rise as you're able as we sing Everlasting God. Let us prayerfully continue with the power of your love.
I come to you, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you.
Let us reaffirm our beliefs as we recite together the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. To hear the children's message.
For the children amongst us and connecting in, if you've heard me once or twice, you might have gathered that I have a few tools at home that I like to use on various projects. But one of the greatest tools I have is this little mini iPad. I actually got this back in early 2013, prior to my sabbatical, in a time that some of us were able to go over to India and visit with the Arolis there at Jamked. And this has been an amazing tool for me ever since. You know, I just press the button and do that thumb swipe, and it opens up all these apps that I like to use. And I read hours and hours of books, and most of them I'm just holding this, or if I'm laying down on the sofa, it falls out of my hands once in a while. But I love to read, and about every day I can see that the power meter is going down and down and down, so I have to plug it in. I think this would just last, but they tell me there is an interior battery in this thing that I have to plug it in and get it recharged whenever I want to use it. And the older it gets, it seems like you have to be recharged more often. Now, does that happen in life too with us as humans? Maybe the older we get, we have to recharge a little bit, but we're talking to children today. And I want you to think about recharging a tablet or a phone or whatever you might have. It has an internal battery, but the power drains out of it and it has to recharge. Well, in our story from Mark chapter 1, the night before, Jesus was involved in healing and exorcising demons out of people. The townspeople came to where he was staying, and Jesus stood there and he ministered to them. We don't know how long, but it was like people from the whole town, so probably exhausting. And so he went to bed, but in Mark 1, it shares that he got up early in the morning and he went to a solitary place to pray. Jesus did that. He got up early, went to a solitary place to pray. And as we read about that in various resources and things, lots of people like to think that Jesus was recharging his internal batteries. That when he went to prayer, he was seeking God's guidance, he was seeking God's power to go on and continue to minister throughout the next day. It was a time of preparation and recharging our batteries. Now, those of us who have been parents or are parents, and we watch those little children grow up, all of a sudden their batteries die, and you can find them sleeping in their high chair. You can find them sleeping, playing with their toys. They just fall asleep because their internal batteries need recharged. Well, that's their physical batteries. Our spiritual batteries need to be recharged too. And Jesus tells us how to do that through prayer. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the teachings of Jesus. We thank you that we can pray to you, we can pray to Jesus, and you can recharge us. that we can be alive and we can be filled with joy and hope as we wait upon your blessings. In Christ we pray. Amen.
And we continue to be in a spirit of prayer for recharging ourselves and praying on behalf of others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for your scripture, which says that your face shines upon us. We're thankful for the sun and its warmth and its light and the joy it brings. And Lord, we're thankful that in relationship with you, your face smiles upon us and we receive light and warmth and joy and every good thing. Lord, you are our everything. Today, Lord, we pray for the family of Vern Niemeyer as they mourn his passing. Lord, we celebrate also his life and his entrance into the kingdom of God, his entrance into your heavenly kingdom, Lord. We pray for his family that the promises of Scripture, that the presence of your Spirit would be a comfort to them. Lord, we pray also for Kenny Walker and his family, as Kenny continues to recover from his extensive surgery with having a few organs removed and rerouted. Lord, we just continue to pray, well, with thanksgiving that things have gone so well so far. And we pray for his continued recovery. We pray that you'd guide those taking care of him as they manage his pain and guide him through physical therapy. Lord, we just continue to pray for success and his regaining his health. Lord, we pray also this day on this Super Bowl Sunday. I think of a few individuals from the Archbold area who have gone down to Tampa to witness the individuals who are going to the game or outside the stadium in the community. Lord, through this gathering of people, through the celebration in the stadium, they've come with another agenda to preach your word, to preach the good news, to share the good news with those who might be hurting, to give them a sense of comfort and hope and joy that comes not just from a sports team winning or doing well, but that comes from you being in our lives. Lord, we pray more and more can have their eyes open to the good news of the gospel. And even today as they share, that more would come into your kingdom. Lord, we pray that this might be an encouragement also for us as we live our lives, that we might be reminded we are lights right where you've placed us, and that there are people right around us who need some encouragement and some hope. We pray, use us, Lord. Lord, in addition to these prayers, we bring before you the thoughts and prayers of our own hearts and minds, our needs in which we seek your provision, our temptations in which we seek your strength, our failings in which we seek your forgiveness. And Lord, we seek all these things using the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.